Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalid. Still on your Gimel on the base a little bit. And today we'll learn for the Le'ilu Nishmat Dina Bas Yaakov Meir, who's the Yahrzeit is today. That's his great-grandmother, and Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're up to the Gemara of Venitra Fadaita. That we said that the Mishnah said there are certain women, a Cheresh, a Shota, they can't check themselves. They don't have the Daf to check themselves. So an adult, a neighbor, a relative, a friend can check for her to see that she's still tummy or not. And one of the people was Nitra Fadaita. So, right, she's a little crazy. So the Gemara says, Hainu Shota, how is that different than a Shota? I never had that category, Nitra Fadaita. So the answer is, she Nitra Fadaita Machmas Holy. Right, she's not a Shota like we think of a Shota, that someone who sleeps in a cemetery and does strange things, wears strange clothing. No. She's all preoccupied or she's a little off because of a sickness. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Shota, a male, a Kohen who's a Shota, he's a Kohen, he happens to be a Shota. So, Matbilan also will take him to the mikvah, Uma Achilan also Truma, and we'll give him Truma, we'll feed him Truma, La Erev, after nightfall, right? Uma Shamrin also Shalo Yishan. And we'll make sure he doesn't fall asleep. Yishan Tamei, lo Yishan Tar. If he falls asleep, he becomes Tamei. Why does he become Tamei if he falls asleep? Because we're afraid he saw a Keri. Now why aren't we afraid of anybody else? Any Kohen who goes to sleep? The answer is because if you're a regular person, if you're not a Shota, and you're a regular person and you become a Baal Keri, even if you're sleeping, you know about it. So when you know about it, you'll take care of it. A Shota, how are we going to know about it? There's no way we can know. He's a Shota, he's not going to know. How are we going to know? That's not the problem. The Aruch Hanukkah points out, it doesn't apply to anybody. And not every Kohen becomes Tummy every night. That'd be crazy. Why? Because we're not lying, we're not trying to fool anybody. They're not going to say they're Tar and they're not. So if it happens. So they'll tell you. Listen, what happened overnight? It's embarrassing. They'll tell you. Here, how are we going to know? It's a Shota. So therefore, every night they become Tummy again. Rabbi Lezer Ritzadik Omer, that's a little bit. No, Osin lo kis shel or. What we do is we put a pouch on him. We put a pouch on him, and in the morning we'll check the pouch. If the zera is a pouch, he's tamei. And if it's clean, it's all good. Amrulo, kolshkin shemev l'dechimum. You can put a pouch on the guy. That's certainly going to lead to carry. If you get all warm, it's warm and hot, it may lead to carry. According to you guys, right? According to you guys, that you're not allowed to put on that pouch, Shota ain't takana. The Shota has no out. Every night it becomes tummy. Every night, Amrulo Devrenu, Yashan Tame, Lo Yashan Tar. According to us, at least when he's awake, he's tar. According to you, according to you, what if he has one minute drop of keri, it'll get absorbed into the pouch. You're not even gonna know. So Tana, Yishum Berbelazar, Amru, Othma Kis Shamateches. Yeah, they made a pouch out of metal that doesn't get absorbed. Amar Abaya Tishal Nechoshes. They made it out of iron. Made a pouch out of copper. That way, if there was any keri there, it wouldn't get absorbed anywhere in the metal, then they would know. And that now Kitanya. This is an unrelated thing, just to show you that metal doesn't absorb. That Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rowan also give Olin shall Azov ki iluhen shall nechoshes. That when they would sprinkle you with the paraduma, just a little water on the Azov was all you needed because it didn't absorb anyway. It didn't absorb into the Azov. Just like Azov didn't absorb, the nechoshes doesn't absorb. So that's an out. You're right. If it would be leather or some other material that could be zera that it wouldn't see, wouldn't even notice it. Therefore, they made it out of metal. Okay. Amr of Papa. Says Rav Papa. From the fact that they would not allow a Kohen to wear a pouch made out of regular material, Amar of Papa, Shma Mina Michnasayim Asurim. You see, you're not allowed to wear pants. Wearing pants are Asur. Why wearing pants Asur? Because they keep you warm and they're going to lead to being Motzi Zera. How can you wear pants? Says the Ritva. Now, by the way, the Gemara is not going to get out of that question. The Gemara, what about the Kohen Gadol? What about the Kahanan? Those Kahanan wore pants. Sheresh Pasuk, Kahanan wore pants. And the Gemara is going to give an answer. So listen to the Ritva. The Ritva says, Achshav, whenever the Ritval lived in the 1200s, 1300s. Achshav, hikilu bedavar hazeh b'chol ha'aretz hazos. Where is Pence today? Ve'ein li amashe nismach. I don't know what they're relying on. The Papa said you're not allowed to. What the Ritval here? Right? So the Ramah already says that could be that was only in those days when there was an extra chumras of Tum and Tahira. Then Rav Papa said, you can't wear pants. But Bizman Azeh, it would not be a problem. But he says, I know that sounds like a great out. However, the Rosh quoted La Halacha Lamaisa, even Bizman Ahem. The Rosh lived in the 1200s. Even then that he wrote that it was still an issue. So the only heter really, which the Gemara really alludes to this in a minute with the Kahanim, the heter is the only pants, the Pitzchei Tshuva quotes this, the only pants you're not allowed to wear are pants that have a special pocket for your Aver. If you have a special pocket for your Aver, then the Chashash of the Motzi Zera, because you have extra heat and extra warmth, then it applies. But just regular pants that we all wear, that's not a problem. Okay? And the Gemara is really going to allude to this in a minute, because Republicans said you can't wear pants. Right? I voksiv vosla mitnase ba lachasos besar erva. Ever the Kahana wore pants. What do you mean you're not allowed to wear pants? So, hahu kidatanya. Yeah, those pants are the following. Mitnase kahanim, lamahe domin. What are the pants of Kahanim like? What do they look like? The Kahanim's pants. Kimin pamalanya shel parshim. They look like the breeches, the pants of a horse driver. Lamaila ad masnayim. They went up to the waist. Lamata ad yerechayim. They went down to the what?
Chaps,
exactly. V'yesh lahem shnatzim. And there was a string. V'ein lahem lo beis hanekev v'lo beis ha'erva. It didn't have an extra pocket for the behind and an extra pocket for the male organ. Didn't have that. Regular pants.
Not like chaps.
Right. So that's what the Pitzchei Tshuva really holds. Rav Papa was talking about special pants. No one has pants like that. We have a special pocket to write a special. That's a problem. Regular pants, the Kahanim wore that, we wore it today. That's not a problem. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Rochve Gmalim, camel drivers, Asurun Le'echol B'Truma. They're not allowed to eat Truma. Why are they not allowed to eat Truma? Because they rode on camels, we're going to see in a minute, without a saddle. And that could lead to Keri. And then you're not allowed to eat Truma. The tummy. Tanya Nami Hachi. Rochve Gmalim. Kulam Rishoyim. They're all Rishoyim. Camels. All of them are no good. Hasafonim. The sailors. Kulam Tzadikim. They're all Tzadikim. Why are they all Tzadikim? Because you go out of your life's in danger every day. So you have a lot of Emunah. Hachamorim, what about donkey drivers? Mehem Rishayim, Mehem Tzadikim. Some are good, some are no good. So look at the second Tosfos. Rochve Gmalim, Vim Tomar, Damrinim, Perak Asari Yuchsin. We learned over there in Asari Yuchsin. Gmalim, the camel drivers, Ruben Kesherim, most of them are good Taka. And Chamorim, Ruben Listim. And donkey drivers, most of them are liars. Most of them are Ghana, most of them are Ganovim. So that goes against our Gemara. V'yesh Lomar, the Hachamari Birochvim. Here we're talking about they ride on the animals. So they ride on the animals. Therefore, camel guys don't wear a saddle. If they don't wear a saddle, they're rubbing against the animal. That could lead to problems. Donkey drivers, some wear a saddle, some don't, the Gemara is going to say. So some yes, some not. Over there, when we said that the camel drivers are tzaddikim, that's talking about the business aspect. Did they rip you off? Hasam, Omishum Hirer. Hasam, Lomayer Berochvim. We're not talking about riding camels. Ella benostin schora ala gmalim. We're talking about loading up the schora on the donkey, on the camel. They nolchem beregel. They walk by foot. Rachok b'makom zakana. Far from the makom zakana. Uchamarin shem listim mishum debishah shekonim osim ramos b'masu matan. God, they're a bunch of thieves. That's all it meant. Okay. I read this Tosos because I want to just remind everybody. We learned this already once. Next. Ikad the Amri, others say, ha, why don't we say that your tzaddikim is the mukaf? It has a saddle. Rashi explained, the saddle was very hard, it was very uncomfortable. That's not leading to anything. Ha, the Rishayim was where? It was below Ukaf, without a saddle. Vikad Amri, ha, demetartin. When is it a problem if you ride on the animal with one leg on each side of the animal? Like a scale. Half one leg on one side of the animal, one leg on the other side of the animal. Then you're a Rasha. Ha, delometartin. But when are you not a Rasha? When you sit side saddle. Rashi says, like a woman. Right, like a woman sit, right? Then that's okay. That's not going to lead to anything because you're not sitting like that. Reshuben Levi, layit aman the gunny aparkid. Reshuben Levi would curse somebody who would sleep on his... Rashi says this means on your back. You sleep on your back, says Rashi, aparkid. Panav lamayla, you sleep with your face facing up, meaning on your back. Vignushu, it's very embarrassing. Shepa'amim sheyiskasha. Sometimes you're going to get hard, right? The aver, your aver, tok shidas, why are you sleeping? V'yizgala, it's going to become revealed. It's embarrassing, right? It's embarrassing. But oh, another reason. Shiyadav munachad lo, your hands are over there. Al-evaro, umizchamamam. It's going to make it hot, it's going to lead to problems. The first reason Rashi gives is because it's embarrassing. He says, Tosas, what if nobody's there? It's not embarrassing. But you're by yourself. Dark. What kind of embarrassing? Right? Kind of embarrassing. So Tosa says in the second Tosa, in the next Tosa, Parkid, Pirish Bekunches. Rashi says Panav Lamaila. V'chein Mashem Mocher Es Asfina. That's it is Mashem like that. That means that's what the word Parkid means. Gabe Meisei Midbar, right? That the Meisei Midbar. There's a whole Gemara there, and he says this is below Kipirish Aruch the Panav Mata. Not like the Aruch explains that Paragon means on your stomach. It's not what it means. Look at the next Tosvos. Layet aman de megane apagat perish perkuntris. Shiyot de munachas al milasa umeschamim. That your hands are there. Rashbam perish shebegadav noflu al emasa umeschamim. Your clothing fall on you. Umasha perish od pamayim meskash umesgale. It's going to be embarrassing, Rashi explained. Lo near it. That doesn't make any sense. They're by yourself. What if you're alone? Oh, Eiffel, it's dark. My omelet, what are you going to say then? Why is that embarrassing? You're by yourself. Votramati, the little letters over there. Kishashokhev aparkin, when you lie on your back. Mischame mashedra, somehow the spine gets hot. Umachmazeh yiskashe aver. That transfers to your aver. Viovu de carry to kalitu a carry. How do we paskin? Paskin both. Now let us sleep on your back, and you're now sleep on your stomach. You're supposed to sleep on your side. Right? Even though. The only really Rashi and Tosfos both hold it means your back. The Aruch held it means your stomach. And it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Both of them are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't sleep on your back. You shouldn't sleep on your stomach. There are kashas that there are diyukim. Now the Gemara is going to say, Eini, is that true? V'amar Rav Yosef, Proctan, if you lie on that, let's we'll call you lying on your back. You're lying on your back. Lo yikur kriyashma. You shouldn't say kriyashma. Kriyashma hu delo yikri. Hadumagani shapradami. Well, kriyashma you can't do like that, but going to sleep, not a problem. So Gemara says, no. Le'inyan megane kimatli shapra dami. No, when you're sleeping, turning sideways will help that problem. Turn sideways a little bit, it's fine. We said you're not sleeping on your back, you're not sleeping on your side. You have to go to sleep somehow. So on your side, le'inyan kriyashma, but when it comes to kriyashma, kimatli usar. Even saying kriyashma sideways, also not appropriate. That has nothing to do with carry. That's just not appropriate. You're lying in bed saying kriyashma? That's the macabre. You wouldn't greet the president like that, right? Let him come to my bedroom. Let him come say hello to me. You wouldn't do that, right? Same thing with Hashem. So you don't. I leading kriyashma. Yeah, I have Rabbi Yochanan matzli v'kari kriyashma. I Rabbi Yochanan did that. Yeah, the answer is because China Rabbi Yochanan is a balbasser habit. He was a balbasser. He was overweight. So for him, he couldn't. It was difficult. Whatever it is, he had a heifer. So someone medayik from here. There was no problem. There's no problem lying in bed. Reading to the kids, or just lying down reading a book on your back. One problem is sleeping. Right? Sleeping. Kriyashma. Just stop to relax, that would not be a problem. I believe that's the accepted opinion over here. Okay. Good? Next. Says the Mishnah. Derech Benos Yisrael, it's the way of women. Mishamesh. Now, I don't know why I said it's the way of women, and it's really talking about men. Derech Benos Yisrael, it's the way of women. Women are very common. Mishameshes b'shnei edim. They use two bedikah cloths. Echad lo, yechad lo. One for him, one for her. Why say the way of women? It should be the way of Klal Yisrael. Right? Klai Yisrael has a minhag to use two. The man uses one, the woman uses one. Really, Derek Benos Yisrael. A funny way. And by the way, Vatsnuos and the real Tsnuos, Mitsaknos Shlishi, Latsakinas Abayas. She'll use a third one before she has Tashlis. And we said before, we said yesterday, yeah, but on Shabbos we said, on Shabbos' daf we said, that you shouldn't do that. Right? Why shouldn't you do that? Because the husband is, what's going on here? Why is she checking her bedikah? Something must be going on. She has a hargasha, she felt something, she sent something. I'm not going near her. I don't want to be chayav kares.
That's the reason.
What? Right. So it's a tsunua. It's a tsunua like a thing. So the answer was, we answered yesterday, that it's tsunua when the husband doesn't know you did it. Before he comes in, then you check yourself. That's a tsunua. He doesn't know anything. Then he walks in. Okay. It's all good, right? It's all good. Excellent. All good. He doesn't see that. Then it's a tsunua. Right? Again, today this is not recommended. It's very not recommended to do this.
It's only for taharas.
What?
It's only for taharas.
Right, so that's a running machlokas. Is this talking about taharas or talking about anybody? It could be this isn't even talking about anybody. In those days it was considered. Yeah, it seems like it was. It was considered a milah. No, it was considered a milah. Today we don't recommend it. Okay. Now Nimta al Shalom, he checks himself after Tashmas and he finds dam on his body. Where'd that dam come from? Right? Nimta al Shalom, Tameyin, they're both Tameh, Techayav and Carbon. They both have to bring a carbon. They were just over the Avera of being a ball and either Bishogeg. How else did the dam get on his Aver? How'd that happen? Nimta al Shalom, if it's on her, now, it depends. She has more things going on. So for her, Es Yom, if it's right away. What's right away? We'll see it. It's a whole chadgadia. What right away means? If it's right away, Tameyin, they're both Tamei, v'chayav in carbon. And they're chayav a carbon. Nimta al shala la'achar zman. If it was a little later, then Tameyin misafik. That's only a suffix now. Now I have opportunity to say the dam came from somewhere else. Upatur mina carbon. And there is no carbon. Now the Gemara is going to say, what about a asham? Shouldn't be an asham at least. Right, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Ezu achazman. What's considered achazman? What's considered after a time? Kidei sheter ben amita. The time it takes for to get off the bed. V'tadiach paneh. And to wipe herself down there. Not wipe her face. It means her muck. Oh, so muckle. How long does that take? 2-3 minutes? Right? V'achakach, after that, mitame me'esh le'esh, now she becomes like a regular person that's dayashaita. She saw, she's dam stam, so what do we do? We say it's me'esh le'esh, v'ena mitame is bala. By the way, let's say they have relations at 9 o'clock at night. At 10:30, she sees dam. Right? So she now becomes tamei me'esh le'esh, but not the husband. Not the husband. Ain't no time as bolo. He doesn't become tamei. That's impossible. Right? It's impossible to make her tamei 24 hours behind and he's nothing wrong with him. Right? The answer is, it's a chumrah for tahiris and we leave him alone. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Avtum time is a bala. It's impossible. How could he not be tamei now? He does become tamei, says Rabbi Akiva. Umodim chacham Rabbi Akiva. The chacham agree with Rabbi Akiva. Biroa kesem shematam is bola. If she sees a kesem, then he does become tamei. And then we'll see that in the Gemara. Okay, now, what happened?
Why could you say he's the way also good?
Well, he is. Only if he sees on his body.
No, but just like she does, he should also.
Because, what do you mean?
You're saying it's for the female, to say, extra protection. So if he deals with it also, why should he be someone else?
Because a man doesn't have dam either. What do you mean? A man doesn't have dam either.
He's be making her.
Yeah, right, exactly. So why only her and not him? So we'll see that. We'll see that in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara has another question.
This is just a strange
thing. Well. I hear you. The Gemara will talk about that. V'nechush, but what happened? What happened here now? She did a bedika. She did a bedika. And what does that mean, she did a bedika? I mean, she took a bedika cloth. She tucked it inside her body. Checked herself and pulled it out, and there's dam there. Right? That's what it is. V'nechush, let's be afraid. Maybe film a dam ma'acholus. Maybe it's the dam of a bug. Maybe it's the dam of a bug. And if it's the dam of a bug, it's not her dam. It's the bug's dam. Now, we use this bug heter when it comes to a kesem. Right? What's the difference between a kesem and a bediga cloth? Very big difference. One big difference. Really, there's two differences. From halacha l'maaseh, it's one difference. The difference is, one's inside the body, one's outside the body. That's the only difference. There's another difference. The other difference has to do with hargasha. So we'll get to that later. But the difference is, one's inside the body, one's outside the body. So when it's outside the body, well, maybe it was a bug, and maybe this, and maybe that. When it's inside the body, what do you mean maybe? Maybe what? Maybe it's not from her body? What do you mean? It's inside the body. So the answer, maybe it was a bug, says Rashi. Kina, it's a bug. Vamai tamein vadai lisof truma. Why say she's tamei vadai to burn the truma? Ulus chayef carbon vadai. Lehevi safik litlos truma. Lehev yasham tali velo chatas. The dilma maybe dam acholusu. Chayyeh ba'otsu makom beisha ukebal nidbakpo. Maybe it was a bug. Says the Gemara, Amar Abzera, osu makom baduku eitzel macholus. There are no bugs inside your body like that. There's no bug inside her. Oh, that's not. Igad Amri. Others say, Dachuku Eitzel Macholas. It's too crowded in there for a bug to be there. What's the difference in these two answers? Mai Benai, what's the difference? Igad Benaihu, listen to this one. Deshtakach Macholas Ritzufa. What if you find a bug on the Bedika cloth? What if you find a bug on the Bedika cloth? Says Rashi, Ritzufa, the Rashi of Ritzufa, Me'ucha Al Ha'ed. It's crushed on the cloth. Rachok min hadam ktas. You pull out a bedikah cloth, there's a bug on it, and there's dam 2 inches away. Now what? Lilishta de badik. If the first version says there are no bugs inside a woman's body, doesn't happen. It doesn't. Never happens. Never will happen. It's 1,000% impossible. Therefore, kivon de kimlu rabbanon de ein sham macholas vaday dam migufahu. The blood is coming from her body. Sha'arei ha'ed ha'yabaduk la'kodem ha'kinuach. Because you checked the bedikah cloth beforehand, which is what we're going to do now for the next half an hour. U'ma'acholet and the bug. In other words, the bedikah cloth is clean. You stick it out, there's two things on there. There's dam and a bug. Well, the bug had to have come from somewhere else. Had to have fallen off there dead. Right, so Rashi says, it must have fallen there, someone says it, maybe tells us, it must have fallen onto the vehicle that was already dead. Because it couldn't have been crushed inside her body, there's no bugs there. Ulalishna the dachuk, but according to the second version said, it's too crowded in there. Can't be a bug in there. That means, according to Rashi, the dachuk ikalis fuke, it's a safek, shema, hai damacholos, maybe there was there. And because the husband's in there also, it was very crowded, got even more crowded now, right? The husband, Aver, was there, it killed the bug, and then when she did it, the bug was on the cloth. That's the difference. According to the first version, it's impossible. According to the second version, it's just unlikely. But it could happen. Now back into the Gemara. If you hold that it's impossible, I had a bug here. Yeah, it came from somewhere else. It must be that the Aver, the Tashmish, must have crushed that bug. Itmar, Badka be'ein ha-badakla. You checked yourself with a pre-checked bedika cloth. If for some strange reason, v'tachano b'yirecha, she wiped the bedika cloth on her thigh. That's a very unrecommended thing to do, but she did it. And the next day, Motza Aleha Dam. Now she sees Dam on the Bedika cloth. Amar Rav. What? On her, I said her thigh. Oh, I'm sorry. Ulamachar Motza Aleha Dam. She finds Dam on her thigh. Amar Rav Tameya Nida. She's Tameya Nida. Why is she Tameya Nida? Rashi says, Tameya Nida. Tumas Vadois. Vadai Tame. Da Kiva Je'ed Badakla. Lo hayabo dam called the bedika. Since the bedika cloth didn't have dam on it beforehand, vada migufa asa al ha'ed, umishim ha'torach b'yirecha. V'lo amrinan, and we don't say, dilma me'alma asa al yirecha v'safek tumahi. We don't say it's a safek tumah. Okay? It says to us, I was going to check the bedika cloth. Check for the legal clause. And it's as if he threw it out. You don't have it. You hear that? Yeah, but we only know it's only a chashash. You made it a vadai. We only know you don't otherwise. Okay, so it's a machlokes. Itmar nami, amar Shmuel, tamei anida. V'chein mor be'erdasha tamei anida. I don't care what you heard. It's tamei anida. Everyone said that way. Vadai. Itmar, badka be'ed she'eno badakla. How about if you check yourself with a bedikah cloth that was not pre-checked? And v'nicho be'kutzpa. And you put it in the box. Doesn't have to be in a box. Just you put it away. Ulamachar mata ala dam. Tomorrow you see dam there. Now what? Says Rashi, it's a sex faker. Says Rashi, mata ala dam. Ala aid. Vikal is spooky. For one suffix. Dilma mekame hachi havimba. Maybe the blood was there from beforehand. Why? Because I didn't check this. This could have been blood from Shabbat's lunch, from the meat. That's why we don't give the same case that you put it on your thigh. Dim kain havelu trace smuki lekula, but in two, chada dil malav min aid atutachal yirecha. Maybe it's not from the aid. A few min aid asa dil ma kiva de ainu badik mekabi habinachi. If it would have been on your thigh, it would be a sex faker. I'm sorry. Had it been on her thigh, it would be a sex faker. Number one, maybe the dam is not even from her body. And number two, there is dam on her thigh, but it's not from the bediga cloth. It would be a sex faker. Here's only one suffix. The suffix is this dam on the bediga cloth from her body or not? Right? Why? Why do we have a suffix? Because it wasn't pre-checked. So don't get into that suffix, right? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, call Yom Shorachia, Tima, Le'es, Tima. Rabbi's whole life, he said it was Tamei. Le'es Zikna, when he got older, T.R., he changed his mind. Said it was Tar. See, Boy Lahu, Hechi Kamar. What does that mean? Call Yomav, Tima Mishum Nida. Does that mean like this? His whole life, he said she's Tamei as a Nida. Ulei Ziknatsa, Tiyar Mishum Nida, Tiyar Mishum Kesem. His whole life, he said she's a Nida. And now he changed his mind. Now it's only a suffix. Like a Kesem, it's a suffix. Oh, Dilma, call Yomav, all his whole life. Tiyar Mishum Kesem. His whole life, he said it's only a suffix. Right? Again, it's non-checked bediga cloth. You find dam on there. It could be from her body, it could be not. So his whole life, he said it's a suffix. Ulei Ziknatsa, Tiyar Mishum Kesem. And when he got older, he said it's completely tar. Which one is it? So Tashma, the Tanya, Badka be'eche ainu badak la. If you check with a non-check bedika cloth, finicha be'kupza, and you put it in a box, ulamachar matzah olav dam. And the morning there's dam there, Rebbe Omer, tamei mishum nida. Reb Chia Omer, tamei mishum kesem. Okay, we're gonna try to prove what Reb Chia meant when he said, "In my youth I said X, and in my old age I said Y." Another machlokes here between Rebbe and Reb Chia. Rebbe said Nida, and Reb Chia said Kesem. The same story. The story was you check yourself with a non-check bedika cloth, and in the morning you see dam on there. Now what? So Rebbe said Tomei. Reb Chia said to Safek. Amalo Reb Chia says Reb Chia to Rebbe, Iyatamoda shetzricha begris va'od. Don't you agree with me that in order for this bedika cloth, in order for this woman to be Tameya, there has to be at least the size of a gris. Why does there have to be the size of a gris? Because if it's less than the size of a gris, we can attribute those stains to bugs. The halacha is, there's no bug bigger than a gris. In this world, in the world of Hilchas Nida, there's no bug bigger than a gris. So don't you agree with me, Rebbe, that the stain has to be bigger than a gris? Why? Because again, the bediga cloth is not checked. So you pull out the bediga cloth, and now what do you? Has to be that the stain's bigger than a gris. Because if the stain's smaller than a gris, we'll both say a bug fell on the bediga cloth. You didn't check it anyway. So that has to be the case, right? So amalo aval, yes, that must be the case, right? Says Reb Chia, amalo imkain afatosa kesem. So why don't you say it's a kesem? Why are you paskim? It's vadai nida. Say it's a kesem. The says Rashi. Af ata ose kesem. Right. But we said. Right. Says Rashi. First wide line. No, we got the bo. Didn't kesem. Why don't you say it's a kesem? The shiur can grits v'ol, l'pachas mikan lav klum. Hilkach, therefore, tumas onami shafik. Di vaday re'iyah havi migufa, afilu kein chayda, l'pachas mikan. If it's from her body, a mashu is tamei. But since, don't you agree with me that here we have a way out? We have a way out. What's the way out? It was from a bug. The bedichol was not checked. So Rebbe Savar, be'inan ki gris va'od, lafuki midam ma'acholas. You're right. Exactly the point. I need a gris, or bigger, to say it's not from a bug. V'kiva denafuk le midam ma'acholas, v'adem migufa asa. It certainly comes from her body. So, I don't have time. All right. So, now, we didn't answer the question yet. My love, don't you see from here, bizik nusa koi? Didn't this happen? Didn't this story happen in Reb Chiya's old age? Why did this story happen in Reb Chiya's old age? So Rashi says, because Rebbe was the Rebbe of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya would never argue with his Rebbe. Right? Therefore, it must be, this happened already when he was an old man. And therefore, Habi al-Dusa, when he was a younger man, Timei Mishum Nida. He did say she's Tomei Vadai. Now in his old age, he took it back and he said it's only a Safed. Shrami, no, that's the Raya. The whole Raya is because he would not argue on his Rebbe when he was a young man. When he was an old man, he could do what he wants. And Tosas completely argues on that. Tosas says he has plenty of places in Shas where they argue on the Rebbe. Tosas says that's not Shas. It's a whole different Shas. That's what Rashi says. Okay. Mishtabeach le Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chama Bar Bitzah Don Gadol. Okay, very complicated. Rebbe said to Rabbi Shmuel, "You should know Rabbi Shmuel. This Rabbi Chama Bar Bitzah, he's a great man." Again, Rebbe spoke to Rabbi Shmuel about Rabbi Chama. He can leave it on. It's
so. Just poison.
Amalo. So Rabbi Shmuel says to Rebbe, yeah, you think this Chacham is a great guy? When he comes to town, send him over to me. Kiyasa, when he got to town, Amale, so Rabbi Shmuel said to this Chacham, Baimine Milsa, ask me a question now. Baimine, so yes, okay, I'll ask you a question. Badka be'eji eino badakla, if you check, can you imagine? Come to town. Ask me any shiloh. All right. If you check, a woman checks herself with a bidik cloth, it's not checked. What's the story? Right? That's the question you would ask. V'nicha b'kufsa. Then she put it in the back. Ulamachar. Matzal adam. Mahu. What's the din? It's amrulo. Amarlo. So Rabbi Shmuel says back to him. Udibre abba emalach. Okadibre rebbe emalach. You want me to paskin like. One minute. Kedivrei Abba, like my father, right? You want me to pass him like my father, Rabbi Yossi? This is Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. So you want me to pass him like my father, Rabbi Yossi? Oh, like Rebbe. Which one? Or like my Rebbe? Amalei Kedivrei Rebbe Emily. Tell me like Rebbe. I want to hear Rebbe's words. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zesha Omrim Olav the Adam Gadolu. This is the big man? Heich Menich and Divrei Harav, Shomel Divrei Talmud. How can he ignore my father, Rebbe's Rebbe, and go to the Talmud? How can he do that? So how could he do that? So Rav Chama Bar Bitzah Savar, he thought Rebbe Reish Masiftahu. He was the Rosh Hashiva. Uveshchichi Rabbanan Kameh Umechad and Shmaitzeh. He learns more. He's the young Rebbe. He's the young Rosh Hashiva. He's busy with the Talmidim all the time. He's sharp. Yes, Rav Yossi was the Rebbe. Maybe he was an old man. Maybe he's you know. He's not in the thick of it anymore. Anyway, my Rebbe, my Rabbi Yossi, what's that machlokas about? What are Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi? Where'd that come from? Amar of Avda Bar Masna, Tana, it's the exact same case. If you check yourself with a bediga cloth that was not pre-checked, and then in the morning you find out what's the story. Rebbe Matame, Rabbi Yossi Matayer. Rebbe says Tame, Rabbi Yossi said it's Tahar. V'amar Rav Zera, Kishatime, Rebbe, when Rebbe said it was Tame, Kirab Meir, he held like a mayor. Okay, Shatir Rabbi Yossi, and when Rabbi Yossi held it was Tar, La'atz Motir, he held like himself. The Tanya, and what's Rabbi Meir and what's Rabbi Meir say? The Tanya, Isha shaitza osa tzmicha. If a woman is doing her business, meaning she's going to the bathroom, virasa dam, and she sees dam come out with the urine. So Meir Omer depends. Im omedes tmeya. If she's standing up, she's tmeya. Why is she tmeya? So Rashi explains somehow when she's standing up, it's more of an effort for her to go to the bathroom, and therefore we're afraid that the urine mixed with the dam in the uterus and it became tamei somehow. In Yosheves, but if she's sitting down, tahora. Why is it tahora? Because the dam and the urine come from different places. She's not exerting effort to go to the bathroom, so there's no reason to suspect this is dam tmeya. Okay, that's a meir shita. Rabbi Yosi Omer ben gach or ben gach tahora. Makes no difference. She's tar. Now, how does Rebbe? How do you get from here? How do you get from here that Rebbe agrees with the shita from Meir? How do you get to that? Right? How do you get to that? Just like when she has to exert effort, we have a suffix, whether or not the dam came from there, so too, when you have a situation where you have a suffix, like the bedikah cloth was not checked, we'll also say she's coming. That's basically the raya. It's a very poor raya. We'll see in a minute why it's a poor raya. Amalei Rav Acha b'Reid d'Ravashi l'Rav l'Ravashi b'Amar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina k'shatimei Rav Meir lo timei ela mishum kesem. Rav Meir said it was a suffix. Suffix. She goes to the bathroom. We don't know if she's standing up. It's not usual. It's she has to do effort as a shayla that's down there. V'ilu Rabbi mishum nita kamar. Rabbi said it as a vadai. How could you compare apples and oranges? Rav Meir said it's a suffix, and Rabbi said it's a vadai. The Gemara says, you're right, we're going to change Rav Meir. When Rav Meir said his din, he said it as a vadai. In other words, when a woman goes to the bathroom, such in that case, Rav Meir says she's vadai nida. Not suffix, vadai nida. So too, when a woman checks herself with a non-checked bedikah cloth, she's a vadai nida. Okay? If this ever happens to anybody, you have to call the rabbi right away. You do. If you have a bedikah cloth, first of all, never do that. Never use a bedikah cloth that's not checked. In other words, it's not clean. You can run into a huge problem. The whole amen over here is the issue. So it comes up, people do it. Today people don't really do it that much. I don't think people do it today that much. They have nice... So it's so funny because... Huh? In the olden days, a bedikah cloth was something that nobody ever used. It was rare. Today, they're specially made for her. A whole different world. So most people today doesn't really come. If it ever comes up, you have to call the rabbi right away. He doesn't know what to do. Nimt al shalah es yom tmeyin. That would be say. We said if it's found on her, right away it's a problem. Right away. So Tanur Rabbanan, ezu shir best. What's right away? Mashal l'shamesh ve'ed she'omdim betada mashkov. Here's what it is. You have a man there. The mashkof means the woman's body, right? They call it like a doorway, right? So you have a man right there going into the doorway. When the man leaves, the bedikah cloth goes right in. Who does that? The answer is nobody. Who does that? Nobody does that. And not only that, she doesn't have to do a full bedikah, she just does a wiping. Then if she sees dam, then we could say everyone's tummy. In other words, how much time has to elapse after Tashmish for her body to be checked to be a problem? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? How much time is that? When he goes out, the bedikah cloth goes in. How much time is that? The next thing the Mishnah said was, well, when she goes to wash up afterwards. That's already a few minutes later. Then it's a suffix. So this was a vadai. Afterwards, she goes to wash up. That's a suffix. And then after that, an hour later, that's not a suffix at all. She's only coming to eight for eight. Right? Vimtal shal achazman. Tana. Techayav an ashim talui. So if it's a suffix, yechayav an ashim talui. The Tana didan. My time will be in a chaticha mishtei chatichos. Because this Tana held, the only time you're being in ashim talui is if you have two pieces of meat. One's kosher, one's not kosher. And what happened? And you ate one, you don't know which one you ate. Rashi says, there are two women in the house. One's your wife, One's his wife's sister. You have relations with one of them, but you don't know which one. Then you have to bring an usher, right? But if it's on one issue, one piece of meat, one woman here, and some suffix comes up, you don't bring an usher. That's why our Mishnah left out the usher. Okay? Only one woman here. It's only your wife. The question is she an either or not? So we have a suffix. We don't know. So you don't bring an usher for that. Right? You can on Yom Kippur, you can dive it, you made a mistake maybe, but you don't bring an usher for that. Okay? Ezu achar zman. So we said, what's after zman? After zman is, go to, she goes up to clean up, to wash off afterwards, right? Vermini, wait a minute. Ezu achar zman. What's achar zman? Pirish or beloved verb tzadok. Kadesha tosha yada tachasaka or tachasakasas v'titol eid v'tindakba. We have a different time frame. She has a bedikah quickly under her pillow. She takes the bedikah from under her pillow and does a bedikah. Again, it's not right away. As the man goes out, the bedikah goes in. No, not that fast, but a little faster. Amar v'chista, yemai acher. What does our Mishnah mean? Acher, acher. Yeah, after that zman. After the zman that a woman has a bedikah cloth under the pillow, so they have to leave the bed. In our Mishnah, she had to get off the bed, go to the bathroom, wash up. So after that, so what do you mean after that? Baktani Allah nimta al shalal la achazman to make me suffic of tumor in a carpet. Ezu achazman kadesh ter min amita v'tadiach paneha. Therefore, how can Rav Chista say that when the Mishnah says achazman, it means after that zman? That is the zman. Hachi kamar ezu achazman. What after zman? Kadesh atosha yada l'tachas akar or l'tachas akeses. The zman is there enough time for her to take her hand under her pillow, get the cloth, go check herself? Now, new thing. When she gets off the bed, paneha, and then she's going to wash up, that's machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Chachamim. That's a separate machlokas. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? For achakach ketoni. It says achakach. Right? So, hachi kamar. This is the answer. Zehu achakach. In other words, it's the same zman, it's the same thing. Ravashi Amar, Idi v'idi chajiru. Or another answer, you can take the same zman. A biyada v'sher ben amita v'tidach es paneha. If she has the aid in her hand, the shear is getting off the bed, washing up. Ein aid biyada, if she doesn't have the cloth, k'deish tosh yada tachas lakar, tachas lakeses, v'titol ad t'tidach po. In other words, it's the same time frame. If she has the cloth available, it's to go to the bathroom and wash up. If she doesn't have it available, she's going to search under the pillow, under the covers, under the sheets. We're looking for that cloth. It's the same exact man. The post can point out it is a few minutes, which is why, if you really want to avoid this problem, she shouldn't wash up. She should wait a few minutes. If you wait a few minutes, how long is this? 3 minutes. If you wait a few minutes, it's a very important issue. If you wait a few minutes, and then she checks her, then she washes up, and then she sees Dan, you're out of this time frame. You're out of this time frame. If she washes up within a minute, you're running into problems. All right, so that's, we'll stop here. We don't end on a bad note. You wait, you don't run into problems. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.